Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac Garden Musings. It was written by George and Becky Lowmiller and is read by John Pierce.
Unlike most other garden crops, potatoes are seldom grown from seed. Their chromosomal makeup is such that true varieties are usually not passed down from one generation to the next, but this may change as plant breeders develop reliable seed. For now, potatoes are usually propagated from eyes, actually dormant buds that will grow into stems. A potato that sits around long enough will sprout two or three eyes. Cut the potato into chunks, one eye per chunk. Allow the cut pieces to air dry for a few days to harden and seal the flesh against fungus and bacteria. Set the eyes in shallow ground, covered firmly with 2 or 3 inches of soil. As soon as the shoots are about 4 inches tall, the rows should be hilled. Using a hoe, gently scrape soil from the rows and mound it around the plants. This gives the spuds uncompacted space to grow in, conserves moisture, and blocks out light, which is necessary because potato skin exposed to sunlight will manufacture a green toxin that makes it inedible. Some gardeners substitute hay for soil when hilling potatoes, which is fine as long as it is done thoroughly. Either soil or hay should be added periodically until the mound is 8 to 12 inches high. Resist the temptation to plant the potatoes in a trench, filling instead of hilling. This will not allow for good drainage. Potatoes grow best in cooler regions and can be planted earlier than many of the more tender crops. They may also be harvested later in the fall than other vegetables. If you're leaving potatoes in the ground for a while, you'll want to mark the rows so you can find them after the foliage dies down. To harvest, probe gently for the spuds with a spading fork. Although potatoes will grow under a wide range of conditions, the best results come from a sunny, well-drained site. A soil pH of 5.5 will discourage scab, a disease that affects the potato skin and can lessen its keeping quality. At harvest time, save your healthiest specimens for next year's seed stock.
Do you have a garden musing? An anecdote about plants or an experience in your garden? Share it with other gardeners at almanac.com/feedback.